you.
Suspect is Arthur Lee Allen, lives in Sunset Trailer Court in Santa Rosa, California. Physical description. Allen is similar in height, weight, and build to a man seen at Lake Berryessa on the day of the stabbings.
I understand he doesn't look much like the San Francisco composite.
True. Height and weight are sketchy, but lumbering Caucasian with a crew cut is right on.
We never had much confidence in the composite from the kids. The patrolman who saw Zodiac that night said he didn't look much like the sketch.
Military boot prints. Allen was in the Navy, wears a size 10 and a half, same size as the prints found at Berryessa.
What about gun?
Cheney says Allen owns several firearms. We'll list them in the warrant.
And the ciphers?
Could be code training in the Navy. And people have seen Allen with ciphers in the past.
Really? Who?
That would be his sister-in-law and a man named Phil Tucker that he worked with at a public pool in Vallejo.
And Phil Tucker told us about a conversation that he had with Allen about how to attach a flashlight to the barrel of a gun.
That gives us two sources on the ciphers and two on the flashlight.
What about his threats on children?
The suspect worked for elementary schools and was fired for molestation in March, April 68. Could give him motive.
At the very least, it's home turf. He'd have knowledge of bus routes, which the two major threats centered around.
What about the bomb?
Allen works as a chemist.
Take him to the geography.
Vallejo murders? Allen lives in Vallejo with his mother in her basement. Berryessa murder? On the day that the two kids were stabbed, his neighbor saw bloody knives in his truck, which he claimed were used to kill a chicken.
Does he have any alibis?
He claimed he did, but he's been unable to produce the names of the couple he supposedly met on the day of Berryessa.
The bottom line is Allen can't alibi up on anything. Riverside, Vallejo, the lake, or us. You want to tell him about the name?
What name?
Zodiac. Allen wears a watch that bears both the word and crosshair symbol. And he mentioned Zodiac to Cheney a year and a half before it appeared in any letter.
John.
That's pretty good, guys.
You think so, too?
Let's take it to a judge.